Hey y'all, this is Dally Thomas and welcome to Red Dirt Merch. Today we've got up and coming Texas country artist Travis Roberts.
Well, it's been a long night drinking and short night playing down at the Cherokee Inn. Don't want to stay because they don't serve liquor, but I reckon I'll be staying again. Because there's a South Texas debutante spinning around the room trying to holler out to Ida Red. She said you ain't seen a real cowboy kill it, so you seen me in bed. Well, babe, come dance with your dusty boy daddy. Don't gotta worry because the creek don't rise. Babe, come dance with your dusty boy daddy. We're gonna have us a wild night.
How's it going, Travis?
Going good, Dally. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good, man. How are you hanging in this quarantine?
I'm doing all right, man. Since things have started to ease up, I've started to get a couple of little gigs, but besides that, I mean, just been able to sit around and play some guitar and write some new stuff, so it's been kind of exciting.
That's awesome. Hey, so let's just get started on asking you how you got started in the Texas country music scene.
Well, I grew up here in Texas. I was actually born in South Korea, and I was a military baby. And so when my parents moved here, I was still a little boy. And so I grew up listening to Texas music because my mom hated the stuff that was on the radio. And so we listened to a lot of cross-Canadian ragweed, and we listened to a lot of older country too, like Tanya Tucker and stuff. And so my deal was growing up, that's the stuff that I liked to listen to. I didn't really enjoy the stuff that I was hearing on regular conventional country radio. And so from there, I started to get into music. I tried to be a rock star for a little bit. I think a lot of us did, but it never really worked out for us. But my heart was always in country music. So whenever it came time and I moved back down here from Tennessee, I lived up there for a couple of years. Whenever I moved back down here, I figured, you know, country music is where my heart is, but down here, they like it a little bit. They like the older stuff a little better than the guys up north do. So I figured I'd get into the Texas country scene, and I've been doing it since.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, we've had you on our Facebook page during some of our live concert events, and we love your new sound, man. I think you got a unique voice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Dally.
So what are some of your inspirations?
Since we're actually doing this via social distancing, I can tell you. So I've got here this crate of vinyl records that I listen to all the time. And so when it comes to my inspirations, there's artists like Colter Wall and Charlie Crockett, Tyler Childers, Mike and the Moon Pies, Sturgill Simpson, American Aquarium. And then when it comes to some of the, I guess, older stuff is what you'd call it, Jason Isbell, Don McLean, you know, Turnpike,
right.
Rolling Stones, Johnny Cash, Fleetwood Mac, CCR, you know. I grew up a lot around Southern rock and along the rockier stuff as well. So I like a good band that can make the middle happen. And then I also, my grandma watched a lot of old Western movies as we were growing up. And so from there, I really got an affinity to the music that like Colter Wall makes, so listening to Bob Wills, the Texas Plate Boys, and you know, that's the kind of stuff that I really find inspiration from.
Right, and I think people can really hear that in your music that you're playing. I can kind of tell the twang and like the little bit of gospel and jazz in there, kind of the blues.
Man, thank you. I appreciate that.
You've got a new single coming out or a new album that you've got coming out here pretty soon?
I have the first single off of an EP that's coming out by the end of the year called Cabin Fever. I actually wrote it, so I have had an on and off struggle with recovery from addiction and alcoholism for a long time, probably since I was in early high school, and so I've always been on and off this stuff. And so I wrote Cabin Fever. It's kind of a rehab story. And I've been playing a version of it for a long time, but I recently got out of a treatment center in Houston. And so being held up in my house and stuff has really given me time to kind of adjust the song and play with it, get to add new experiences to it. And that song's kind of what's came out of this quarantine. And so, like, I guess we all have this kind of feeling of being stuck up in our homes.
Right.
And really not having the chance to know to get out, but we all are super grateful to have the people that we love still around us, whether it's over the phone or whether they live down the street or we're eating dinner 6 feet apart or whatever it is. You know, we all understand that there's this underlying deal to it. And so that's where Cabin Fever kind of comes from.
Yeah, man, I think everyone can relate to that right now. And people going through addictions right now, I think it's even harder on them, you know, being cooped up and everything and not having as many distractions around them, mm-hmm. that substance is just there haunting them.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I totally agree with that, Barry.
What difficulties so far, you know, you're an upcoming artist right now. What difficulties being an upcoming artist have you faced so far in the Texas country music scene?
Oh, man, I'm young. So I'll tell you a funny story. So I really do enjoy a lot of the local artists in this area, like Chad Miller and Lindsey Lane and Mitch Ford.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those cats, I really do enjoy their music. And I've always wanted to, you know, I've got into the game by playing singer-songwriter nights. And so my deal is I always wanted to play the Hoot singer-songwriter night. And I was too young to get in. And so it finally came time that I was about to be able to go because Casey, he's a saint, was about to let me in over at Hoots because I would be, you know, technically working. And whenever it came time, everything got shut down. And so I wasn't ever able to go to the singer-songwriter night.
Oh.
So it kind of stopped me dead in my tracks.
Oh, I got you. Well, at least you got to focus on your music a little more.
That's the truth, man. Thankfully, you know, there's advantages and disadvantages to being a young buck in the Texas country scene.
Right.
I mean, there's people who want to hear something new. They get tired of the same old deal. And so for me, I'm definitely something new. And so that's the advantage of being young is I still have all this time to kind of deal with this, build this, and make this deal happen, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I can testify to that. Like, everyone that's asked me about you, I was like, man, I think this guy's going to get big. I mean, I hope he doesn't get too big too fast because I've heard that ruins a lot of artists. But I can tell that your voice is definitely unique. And even some of the songs that you've played on our Facebook Live concert events that you wrote yourself that, you know, no one's ever heard. Those are some unique songs out there, man, that you could tell that some of your lyrics have some deep meaning and storytelling behind it.
Well, that's what happens when you get into trouble, I do. So I guess I've been blessed and cursed with having an interesting past.
Right. Well, let's see. What do you have in store next? I know you've got a upcoming event at Golden Lion.
Yes, I do. Me and Todd Blackburn are really good friends. We hang out on and off stage. And so we've been itching to do a show together for a long time. And he's been itching to play the Golden Lion. And so whenever I was contacted by Wade, who books over at the Golden Lion, about playing up there, I said, of course, but I've got to bring Ty. And so me and Ty have got a show on Saturday night, which is going to be super fun. I have a show coming up. It's looking like I might be opening. Fingers crossed. I talked to the guy at Starlight about it for Kevin Fowler on August 8th.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
I think it would be super fun. Nah. So I had a really cool experience this past week. American Petty was playing, and Cody Jasper, who opened for him, is a good friend of mine. And so Cody had me come up on stage and kind of do a trial by fire. And Bobby Lee liked me, so we talked about it, and it looks like I'll be opening for Kevin Fowler, but I wouldn't put anything in stone yet until we got a contract or anything written out, you know?
Right. You don't want to count your eggs before the hatch. Mm-hmm. Count your chickens before the hatch. There you go.
Exactly. Also, I guess, in store, I have a booking agent now, which is really crazy for me. Just being a young buck who's kind of just sat around and played and kind of begged for gigs because I was so young. Now that I kind of have somebody representing me behind me, it's been super cool, and so I'm super excited for that.
Hell yeah. I mean, a little help goes a long way, right? How do you deal with your writing process, writing your songs? Do you have, like, a set destination where you go to, or set song that you like to start off with, whether it's starting off whether you want to write a slow song or a fast song?
Oh, yeah, totally. So my opinion on songwriting is I can write dancing songs all day. I can write really sad songs all day. But the most important thing for me in a song is, even if it's first person, second person, or third person, that it's a you know, there's a reason that country for so long has had story songs when other genres haven't. It's because country music for us is it's a story. We, you know, it started off with a couple cats just sitting around making up songs behind around a campfire or in a barn, or, you know, that's how it's always started. And so for me, it's always been, you know, what story do I have to tell? What story do I need to tell? And from there, it's kind of going from that. I guess I start most of the time with the music. More often than not, I'll actually listen to some John Prine, because I think John Prine's the greatest songwriter to ever live.
Uh-huh.
You can quote me on that.
Oh, I got you.
But my deal is I like to sit down, listen to a little John Prine, and then from there I pick up my guitar, start picking. If something sounds good to my ear, I'll see if I have a story that goes to that, and from there I can kind of adjust it, make it, you know, a song's something that's not really set in stone until you actually record it and you release it. And so my thing is, I have so much time with these songs that I get to, you know, pull on them and push on them and see what I can get out of them, see what doesn't fit, what does fit. So that's kind of how songwriting looks to me, is it's kind of like I'm painting this picture, but like I have one eye closed, and then when I open the other eye, I can paint the other half of the picture, and then I can scribble on it and do whatever I want, you know?
That's awesome, man. I like your description of that. I love that you take the actual, the discipline and the time to see that it's a song's a unique thing. And other than, you know, there are some artists out there that, you know, listen to a song or have someone else write them a song. It's like, oh yeah, they took a couple minutes out of their day to write this. It's about a girl and a guy and a couple beers in a back road. Yeah.
Grass and the moon. And
right.
I remember I heard, or I think I read, something that Tyler Childers wrote once, and he talks about how he turned the props of country music into the story. And so that's my thing. I guess that's the most important deal, is that the story has to be mine. Because, I mean, there's no use in me singing somebody else's story. I mean, there really isn't. Somebody else will sing it. I mean, I can't sing Chad Miller's story. That's Chad's story.
Right.
I can't sing Mitchell's story. That's Mitchell's story. And so my thing is, if I have a unique story, which I do, I have almost a responsibility to tell it. And so that's my kind of deal whenever I look at writing, is that, you know, it's as much for me, it's so fun, but my deal is, you know, my art's going to live longer than I will. That's just the nature of the game. You know, someday somebody will be able to accidentally stumble upon a CD, or, you know, be able to stumble upon some recording on whatever kind of internet they have someday. And so my deal is, my job is to make something authentic, and my art will outlive me. And that's a really cool thing to think about. And so that's where I'll leave my piece on songwriting. Heck yeah, it does.
Right, man. I think you said it all right there. I think you've got a unique outlook on songwriting, and I think your voice and your storytelling is going to tell it all to the fans out there.
Thanks, Daly. I appreciate that so much.
Well, thanks for coming on, man.
Well, thanks for having me on, man. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're staying nice and safe and wearing your mask when you go out. Hope to see you Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night, June 27th. At the Golden Light Cantina in Amarillo.
Yes, sir.
Well, she had a long black hair running down her back to a little butterfly tattoo. Good God, flow bathrobes and the long, long legs got me shaking in my boots. Well, she's a wildcat woman with soft green eyes and a voice that could charm a snake. There ain't much to do with Tornado Alley, and baby, it's getting late. So, baby, come dance with you, just pull daddy, don't gotta worry.
If y'all would like to know more about Travis Roberts, search Travis Roberts Music on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And as always, for all of your Texas country music, merch, events, and podcasts, go to www.reddirtmerch.com.
Spent a long night playing in a short night loving down at the Cherokee Inn. Woke up alone in half of my clothes, all cold in the dusty ass bed. There was a note on the pillow, said I had fun, you know, but I probably stayed out too late. And I ain't much to do with Tornado Alley, but I don't do second dates. Spend come dates with your best old daddy, don't gotta worry, cause the creek don't we were gonna have us a wild night.